Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is Jill Ajizi with another special edition of Family Matters. And today, I want to talk with people who have seen the film Divorce Corp. By now, most of you have heard about the film. It is dealing with the family court system all across the United States and what currently happens within every county, in every state, in every jurisdiction in the United States. It is custody evaluators. It is divorce lawyers. It is GALs. It is judges. Everybody that's contributing to what is happening in family court and why. It has been very well received across the country. There have been some people pushing back from the film that wanted to boycott or protest or talk about it in a negative light. But what we'd like to see at Family Matters is we'd like to see you all invite someone to the film that may not be familiar with the family court system. As it appears to me, it looks as if the people that know, have been involved in, have had experience with the family court system have been at these premieres and seeing this film. But the people who've never had the experience, who don't know the horrors of family court and believe that there is truth and justice that can be had out there, are the people that actually need to see it. And I think that we need to really, really talk about this among groups of people that don't know the experience that we've had. Maybe your coworkers that you're not close friends with, they don't know your whole story. And there's no need to talk about your stories individually. We can just say, you know, I've had a bad experience with the family court, and there is a new movie out called Divorce Corp, and I'd like to buy your ticket and take you to see it so that you can know what may or may not happen to you if you are thrust into the world of divorce court and family law in the United States. It also talks about how one can work toward family law reform. And I think that's very important. Family law reform is an incredibly important thing that people can't be afraid to step out there and talk to their legislators about what they see needs to be different in any legislative venue. So whether it's family law or legalizing marijuana or the gay marriage issue, you have to be able to be an advocate for what you feel is important and to contact your elected officials and let them know that you are definitely looking for change and that you feel this is an area that needs reform. I am going to hopefully have some callers today. If not, I'll stay on the air for just another minute or two and hope that someone calls in to give me their views on how they saw the film and what they think it said to America and what it's going to say to America and what kind of dialogue it's going to create and how we can work towards change and work towards working together in family law reform. So let's hang on here for just a few more minutes and see what we can find and see if we can get some people to call in and give us their ideas about what they're thinking should be the catalyst and the message and the goal of this movie. So if you're out there listening, please give me a call at 347-539-5024 so that we can talk about how you felt about the movie. The movie is airing tonight in Dallas, and Wendy Archer, who's in the film, who's also has a great group in Texas, the PAAO USA North Texas chapter. There is a special viewing tonight at 8 p.m. with the and the director will be there for Q&A with Wendy, Joe Sorge, who I interviewed the other night, and it's at the AMC Firewheel 18 in Garland, Texas. So if you are in Texas tonight, make sure, well, in Texas, it's a big state, but if you're in the DFW area, make sure you get to Garland, Texas, and see this film at 8 o'clock tonight, and the director is going to be there, which is really, really exciting. So, all right, nobody's calling. I've been on for about 5 minutes, so I know you guys don't want to hear me talking all night or all day. So please write on the Facebook page of the movie about how you feel and what your views were, and hopefully we will we'll get back to this soon and get some great input on what you all think the film will end up creating as a dialogue all across the United States and even worldwide. So, oh, great. I have a caller. Hang on just a second. I think that is Mick Gerhart.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mick Gerhart. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Mick is a lawyer from Chicago, and he is extremely active in the reform movement in, legislatively in Illinois, and has had experience with the family court system firsthand, both professionally and in his personal life. How are you, Mick?
Oh, pretty good today.
Good. Did you see this movie?
I have not been able to get the time to see it. I was going to see it later on this week because I know in Chicago they're running a full showing, I think, for almost a week.
Yeah, and I think a lot of activists in the Chicagoland area are going on the 15th.
Correct.
So,
well, and plus, I know there's a group that's going there today, and then I know there's another group going on the 15th.
Okay, well, what do you think about the movie? I mean, I know you've seen the trailer and you've read all the buzz and all of those things, so what do you think?
Obviously, I think it's an excellent movie and it points out lots of good problems that we have with the family courts. I did notice today on Facebook some of the lawyers commenting on it. And so far, the comments, well, the lawyers who are commenting on it are of the belief that there is a problem. They don't believe it is much of a problem, but they believe that these problems do exist.
Well, I think, you know, unless you've had firsthand experience with this, you still believe that the family court system is just and right, and it's going to promote truth, and all of the good things that are involved in your case are going to come out, and they're going to tell the true story. But I think we know that that doesn't happen in about 98% of the cases. I don't think I don't think that's too high of a percentage.
No, I don't think so at all. Well, what gets me is lots of lawyers. I know they'll sit there and they say something's wrong, but it's always somebody else who's the problem. Now I go to lots of seminars where lawyers speak at it, and they say the right things. But then when I'm in court with them, they're doing just the opposite. They're promoting animosity, fights, and basically running up the bill and the movie talks about.
Well, maybe we'll do this show again because it doesn't seem – there was a lot of talk about everybody calling in, but clearly you were the only one who followed through. So why don't we try to revisit this after you see the film and then we can – and I haven't seen it either. I've only seen the trailer and talked with Joe Sorge, the director. I interviewed him the other night. So let's do this again after you've seen it, and then we'll get a follow-up. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, I will talk to you. As soon as you see it, you send me an email, and then we'll regroup, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Mick. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that was Mick Gerhart, and I thank him so much for calling in. And I am going to sign off for now, and we will talk to you all again after Mick has seen it, and some of these Chicago advocates that I know will hopefully touch base with us and let us know their thoughts. So have a great Sunday afternoon. Watch those Golden Globes, unless you're in Dallas or somewhere where divorce court is previewing, and you go see that film. So I will talk to you soon. This is Jill Ajizi, Family Matters. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.